My name is Ashton Greger. I'm currently 17 years old. Today is December 6th of 2018. I'm speaking with Michelle White, who is my grandmother. We're recording this interview in Hobart, Indiana. So, why did you agree to this interview today?
Because you asked me to be interviewed, and I said yes.
That's very insightful. I'm glad that you said that.
My pleasure.
Grandma, where were our ancestors born? Do you know of any information about that?
Germany and Russia.
Okay, so Germany and Russia. I'm sorry to say, but that's not exactly the most specific locations. Russia is a huge country, and Germany, it could have been, you know, during the early in the 80s or pre-World War II, during World War I, Germany's borders have always been different. So you gotta just say Berlin.
Berlin.
Yeah. And just say, just say, like, St. Petersburg or Moscow.
St. Petersburg's in Florida.
No, though, there's a city in, it's one of the main cities in Russia called St. Petersburg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's an ancient city.
Oh.
It was originally in Petrograd after World War I. And then it was named Leningrad during World War II. And now it's named St. Petersburg.
Huh.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Yep, you do.
Okay.
So, yeah, so are those the only ancestors, you know, that were born in just Russia and Germany?
That I'm aware of.
That you're aware of? Okay. So, do you know the story of why and how our ancestors came to this country?
Actually, no.
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't know, so Russia and Germany. I wonder what the love story between that was. So does this have to do with World War II? Like, I don't.
I had nothing.
Okay.
The mom might know more than I do about it.
You think
know?
So?
He might. I don't know.
So the lump, you guys are wondering, is my uncle. And he's named the lump because he's, you know, he's a lump, he's lazy, you know, the lump. It's just for you guys or that were wondering, and the only person who's going to be hearing this is my history teacher. So, Mr. Arthur Holtz, my lump is Uncle Mike. My Uncle Mike, not yours. I'm pretty sure you probably have an Uncle Mike, everybody does, but this is my Uncle Mike. It's like I'm speculating that our ancestors, there's not really many World War II Russian German love stories I can think of that really make any sense. I mean, she could have possibly flew to the United States before or during World War II with some like Russian dude. Do you know who's Russian, who's German? Like,
I think my great-grandfather was from Russia.
Yeah.
And my great-grandmother was from Germany.
I don't know how that would really work out, because
I don't know.
Germany was fascist, and Russia was communist. I think the Germans hated the Russians, and the Germans hated, the Russians hated the Germans. It's possible. I mean, could have been like a resident. He was indoctrinated, and he spoke German, so he was just like average everyday citizen, just with a funky accent, probably. I mean, you can't really tell the difference between Russians and Germans. Even though they are Eastern European, they still pretty much look the same.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This is an interesting interview.
History.
So, think about your family many generations from now. So, let's put this into perspective, all right? So, if I were to have kids, and they were to have kids, and they were to have kids, so it'd be 3 generations from now, from my current generation, all right? And knowing that they may hear this recording, which they honestly probably wouldn't, is there anything you'd want to say to them? Any wisdom or grand knowledge you'd like to share?
Always follow your instinct. Trust no one. I got nothing. Oh. Never worked for the postal service.
I can't. Well, you're in it here. Follow your instinct. Don't trust anyone. They don't work for the postal service. Grandma, I don't think, like, in 21... I don't think in 2100 there's going to be, like, a grand postal service booming industry. Everything's going to be flown with drones and through tubes. And
let's hope not.
And you're intertwining into the cities. Some crazy next-generation technology, hopefully in the future. But, like, honestly, 200 years from now, there's going to be, like, a new Taco Bell almost down the street, another McDonald's, another Family Express somewhere, and Earth is still going to be bad. It's going to get worse. So I'm not really, like, all looking forward to the future. Like, is there anything you're looking forward to the future, Grandma?
Yeah, retire. I hate my job. I can't wait, man. I hate the post office, postal service. I hate our government.
Oh, jeez. You are going cracking down on the government and the postal service.
Big time.
Okay. So, if you're talking about, like, you know, any advice you'd give. So, let's say, like, my great-great-grandson was working at postal service. What would you say to him?
Get out. Get out.
Great-great-grandson, get out of postal service ASAP, because it's not worth it.
Not unless you started full-time when you were in your early 20s.
So if you're like in your late 40s and you're still working the postal service, there's an issue there. So yeah. So Grandma, I know this interview was extraordinarily informative and insightful, beyond insightful. I can't even describe it. Is there anything? No, wait. So before, what are your thoughts before and after coming to this interview? What do you think about this interview after?
Huh? What?
What do you think about this interview after? So, what were your thoughts going into it, and what were your thoughts leaving the interview, Grandma?
I was dumbfounded going into it, and I'm dumbfounded going out of it.
All right, so this has been the grandiose interview of my grandmother. And I'm sorry for the future generations. Great-grandson, I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry to live on Earth with these people everywhere. I'm sorry. I mean, honestly, it's just going to get worse. All right?
Exactly.
I'll hope you're okay.